Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Factory equipment left over from an unprofitable Rogue Valley sugar factory in the mid-1900s ended up in the South American country of Uruguay. In 1915, investors with ties to the Mormon Church in Utah contacted Grants Pass businessman George Sanders to form the Oregon-Utah Sugar Company and build a sugar beet processing plant in the southern Oregon town. Sanders, a Mormon bishop and owner of the Rogue River Public Service Company, the Southern Oregon Construction Company, and the Utah-Idaho Realty Company, backed a $500,000 bond for the sugar company. Before merging into the Utah-Idaho Company, the investors had removed Sanders from the board of directors for alleged embezzlement. The Grants Pass factory opened in 1916, but closed 2 years later due to labor shortages and insufficient beet production by area farmers. Starting in 1937, the company moved the plant's equipment back and forth between Toppenish and Bellingham, Washington. In 1941, the company sold the processing equipment to a sugar company in Montes, Uruguay. The Medford Mail Tribune recently wrote, "We can't imagine that any of that century-old sugar equipment remains in use, but it's a sweet thought." Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.